Hi, this is James Lord, and welcome to the final part of Kickstart. So a short discussion about what you can do next. What are your next steps? So now you have it in your hands. You've got a bunch of excited people, a handful of quick wins to bash out, and clear direction on which processes will give you the biggest bang for your buck, the things that really do need to be tackled. Well, what next? Now, this isn't a course on project management. There are plenty of people who are far better at that than I am. But there is a sin you should know about. It's a sin to wait. As Miguel de Cervantes said, delay always brings danger. So be quick on the uptake. Start to run now. For your quick wins, start the next day. Agree a project lead and work through each problem statement to define it. Be very clear on actions and responsibilities, and set up 60 and 90 day reviews with the sponsor so you can be sure that the momentum is maintained. The larger projects are more difficult, but you have a clear issue to go and work with. There is really only one question to be answered at this stage, and that's, does your sponsor believe there is a problem to be fixed? It would be a foolish person who backed away from the feedback that was given in the session. So if your sponsor doesn't agree that the issues need fixing, then I'm afraid there's little more that can be done to persuade them. If, on the other, more positive hand, he does, then you should run a process improvement session. This is outside the scope of this program, but there is a link on the website that will take you through to how to do it. If you have enjoyed this and find it useful, I thoroughly recommend that you buy and read GE Workout by Dave Ulrich. You can find more about it on the website. So good luck. Now, one final request from me. If you have any feedback how this could be made better, please let me know by emailing jameslawther@squawkpoint.com. Thank you very much. Goodbye.